Hello everyone, welcome to Mondas Podcast episode 112. We'll talk about the second half of the new series of Doctor Who. It's at IanToddy2 on Twitter if you want to get in touch. So, has the series improved? Has it nosedived? To be honest with you, I just feel quite... it's quite so-so. I can't really say that. I disliked the series or hated it in any way. It was good, but I'm not blown away by it. I'm not sure about Jodie Whittaker's performance. I felt a bit like when Eccleston came in, it was a bit like, it's a good performance, but you're trying too hard to be quirky and it doesn't come very natural. Whereas I think Matt Smith and Tennant were naturally quite quirky. It feels a little bit forced. And I don't really like the structure of the new run as well. I think there's too many historicals and the focus isn't on actual proper quote-unquote baddies. And it's like character-driven stuff. And I mean, the problem that we had in the early 80s was that there was too many companions. And I think, you know, you've got to learn the lesson from then. And there is too many companions. And sometimes you just don't get enough for everyone to do, which is a bit rubbish, you know. The finale was all right, you know. We had a returning villain, which people assumed that might happen, but you know it wasn't like it, they're trying to do the whole kind of like the Earth's going to get destroyed, and there was a bit of jeopardy there, but I don't know. It feels like there's something missing. I don't quite know. Can't quite put my finger on it. I've listened to a few podcasts like Who's He and Radio Free Skull and Blue Box, and you know some people I enjoy it more than others and stuff like that, but it's just something slightly like an ingredient slightly missing. I never thought Chris Chibnall was a particularly good writer before he came on board as the showrunner, because he might be good at other stuff, you know, like Broadchurch and whatnot, but doesn't mean you go to Doctor Who. Doctor Who is something I love, but would I be able to write for it? Probably not. You know, it's not an easy thing. You've got to do a wide variety of shows. But I think just in terms of the second half of the run, the one with Yaz, with her family in India, it was pretty good. The Doctor is a bit Davison-like, not really very effective at times in this run. You know, she seems to kind of let things happen and stand off and not really get involved and stuff. But again, a bit similar to Rosa, in all honesty. And I quite enjoyed the Kablam one, the Amazon satire thing. That felt more like a classic Doctor Who, to be honest with you. Lee Mack had some amusing lines in it. Bubble wrap was made evil, which was quite interesting. But it was something that stood out, I think, in amongst the stuff, because I think when I first did the first half of the run, I actually had to redo it because I forgot about the spiders one. So that says a lot if you forget it. I quite enjoyed it, but you know. The one set in Norway in the second half of the run, that was quite weird, and I quite enjoyed it. It'll probably divide people, but you know, going to run through a mirror and stuff like that. And, I think the whole thing with Graham and stuff like that, and how his character has people feared that he might be a bit annoying or something like that. But I think he's been good in his relationship with Grace and stuff, and how. You've seen he met her and she was already dead, and it must have been very difficult. But that was an interesting episode. Quite strange episode, but quite interesting nonetheless. I did actually enjoy the Witchfinder one. I thought it was pretty good. Something that I've obviously got a little bit of knowledge on through film and studies and history and stuff. and it's an interesting subject, and I think they handle it well. And I think the second half of the series has probably been better, to be honest with you. But there's been lots of episodes that have just been average and okay. There's not been that many standouts. I enjoyed the actual first episode. I thought that was really good. And you have to have a really big episode that's going to grab people. And the whole thing about it's a woman sort of thing was brought up a lot more in The Witchfinder, obviously, because it was that sort of era. But it hasn't really, I wouldn't really say it's massively affected things. But this whole thing of like having a team has been interesting, a team dynamic. But I think there is just too many people. And I think the doctor just doesn't deal with stuff by itself enough. I think it's and the rumours of Whittaker and Chibnall leaving next year, or 2020, whenever it may be, seem quite interesting. Whether they've got any truth to it, I don't know. But Chibnall didn't seem to be that interested in taking the role initially. Now he's taking on. I don't know if he's doing. You know, it's just because something's getting good ratings doesn't mean it's necessarily actually any good. So I don't know. It's more character focus and stuff like that. There's just not enough aliens, and Doctor Who's always going to have clunkers, and that's just fine. Do you know what I mean? And it can't always be brilliant, but there hasn't been enough standout stuff. And the New Year special allegedly has Daleks in, which will be a nice change. But again, it's written by Chris Chibnall, and now we've been told that it's going to be 2020 until the next series. Who knows what will happen before then? You know, it might be announcements, might get a new doctor, or might get a new showrunner. Who knows, do you know what I mean? You can't trust what people say in the press, I suppose, can you? So I think underwhelmed would probably be the phrase I would use. I was never a massive fan of the early Capaldi era, to be honest with you, and that was because of the doctor and stuff, but I think this is more just about the tone of the show. I haven't had a problem with the music or anything like that. The music's been fine, but I think the whole overall dynamic of the team, too many people, and just, I think sometimes an overemphasis of trying to be a bit PC or a bit, you know, we're doing the right thing here all the time, and rather than focusing on just telling good sci-fi tales, and that's what Doctor Who does well. So hopefully the New Year special will be, it'll be great, and a return to form, but then we've got a long wait. So, but thanks very much for listening. At IanTodd82 on Twitter. Thanks.
My best podcast.